morning. As we prepare to hear our scripture lesson this morning, I want to share with you an interview that I read this week. They were interviewing a young man named Tony Jones, and the title of the article was "A Rare Foster Care Success Story." Tony was adopted when he was 4 years old, and up to that point he had lived his whole life in foster care until he was adopted by his mom, Jackie. When they interviewed Jackie, she talked about how cute he was and how she loved the energy, all the energy that comes with a four-year-old little boy. And she talked about the adjustment that Tony had. You see, for the longest time, every night when Jackie would put Tony to bed, he would look at her and he would say, "Will you still be my mommy tomorrow and the next day?" I'd like you to hold that in mind as we listen to these words from Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and brothers stood outside trying to speak with him. And someone said to him, "Look, your mother and brothers are outside wanting to speak with you." And Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother." Well, I'll save you from asking. No, the mean boy pastors did not make me preach on Mother's Day. One of them will be up here on Father's Day. In fact, when we were making some adjustments to our preaching calendar a couple of months ago, I actually suggested that maybe this would be a good day for me. Most of you know that I also work as a mental health therapist, and let's face it, Mother's Day comes with a lot of emotional baggage. But in all seriousness, I don't know of another holiday that is such a trigger for us. I am sure today we will have a fair mix of those who are missing their deceased mothers or their deceased children, those who wish for nothing more than to have a child, those who had difficult mothers, or those who have deep regrets about some of the parenting choices they've made. All of those things, and probably many more that I've missed, seem to really trigger us on this Mother's Day, which is interesting if you know the origin of Mother's Day. Mother's Day was founded by a woman named Anna Jarvis. Anna was the 9th of 11 children in her family, and she was one of only 4 that lived to adulthood. In 1876, she was 12 years old, and her mother was teaching her Sunday school class, and she did a lesson on the mothers of the Bible. And Anna's mother concluded that lesson with a prayer, and in that prayer she heard these words from her mother: "I hope that someone, sometime, will found a memorial Mother's Day, commemorating her for the matchless service she renders to humanity in every field of life. She is entitled to it." So I don't want to skip past this without saying that if this is you this morning, if you're in the thick of it, raising your children, and you feel unnoticed and undervalued and overworked, we see you. You see, when Anna's mother died, that's when Anna made her graveside promise to her mother that she was going to find a day for Mother's Day. See, Anna was an activist. She actually was never a homemaker or a mother. Mother's Day was about reform. We have to remember that this was a time when being a homemaker was really the only career option a woman had. This was before women could vote or serve on juries. Women didn't really have power to even make their own financial decisions. And so the one job they could do, Anna wanted it to have honor and dignity. And that's what Mother's Day was supposed to be about. Later in her life, Anna was actually disgusted by the commercialization of Mother's Day and regretted ever having petitioned for a national holiday. So the scripture lesson this morning, let's unpack that a little bit, shall we? Now, I can tell you that if I showed up somewhere where one of my children were and asked to speak with them and they said, well, who is my mother? I'd probably not react very well to that. But, and this is certainly a scripture that we'd like to know more. You know, I'd like to know the conversation that Jesus had with his family after this. Did he eventually go out and speak with them? Did he invite them in right after he said these words? And we don't know. But we don't know that this was a dishonoring of his biological family. But to our ears, it sounds a little rough. But he used a teachable moment when somebody brought in the family language. We have to hear that invitation when he stretches his hand out toward his disciples and he says, these are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Anyone who does the will of my Father. Jesus is really laying down the requirement of being his relative as anyone who does the will of God. It's a disciple. A disciple, in its simplest form, is someone who learns and then shares what they have learned. We learn God's will by studying, by praying, by worshiping, by serving. These are the ways we actively seek God's will. And when we do these things, people should see something in us. It should be easy to identify a people who love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul and love our neighbor as ourself. We are the witness to God's will, because we are the disciples in 2017. And we have to look different to the world. Even on Mother's Day, we who claim to be the relatives of Jesus have to stand out. You know, if you are one of the many people who find this day difficult because of continued grieving for the biological idea of family, and you are a disciple of Jesus, then take comfort in being a part of the family of Christ. Because you are a child of God who is the father to orphans and who comforts like a mother and who will be your mother tomorrow and the next day. You know, when Jesus uses this word mother, it seems like more of a verb than a noun because it's focused on doing. It's focused on the action rather than the title. It reminds me of a story I saw about a woman named Stephanie Decker. In March of 2012, Stephanie was home with her two children in Henryville, Indiana. And when the tornado came through, she took cover with her children and she laid on top of them. And when a steel beam fell on them, Stephanie lost her legs and her children walked away without a scratch. I remember seeing this story one morning on the news, and one of my sons was eating his breakfast, and he looked at me and he said, "Who would do that?" And of course, the mother bear in me reared up and said, "Any mother would do that." Well, I was kind of right. Because later that same year, Victoria Soto, who's 27 years old, was working in what she had described her dream job as a first grade teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary. And when Victoria became aware there was a gunman in the school, she hid all of her students in a closet. And she stood outside of that closet between them and the gunman and said, "My kids are in the gym." And she was standing there when he killed her. And although Victoria never would be a mother, that day she was credited with saving her kids. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Who are my sisters? You know, it was after Sandy Hook that I realized that no matter how much mama bear there might be, no mother can protect her children all the time. And if we think of mother as a verb, then Victoria Soto was more of a mother that day than most of us will ever have to be. This idea of being a disciple of Jesus makes me think of the mission of the United Methodist Church, which is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Disciples are world transformers. If you are a relative of Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. You have the power to make the world better. In this family, the members are doers. So I would ask, who are you mothering? Do you see your brother in need? Are you loving your sister as yourself? You know, whether your mother was the hero or the villain of your life story, you have been adopted into a new family. Whether or not you have ever had children of your own, when you leave this place, take all the power that comes with being a disciple of Christ. There's plenty of mothering to do in transforming the world. Amen.